Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Redwood Q3 Cross-Border Index reveals twin triangles driving North American freight growth. Redwood Logistics and Redwood Mexico have released the Q3 2025 Redwood Cross-Border Index, highlighting the growth of the Bajío-Mexico City-Querétaro corridor and Mexico's new automatic export notice. The Twin Triangles concept shows a unified ecosystem driving freight growth, mirroring the U.S.-Texas triangle. Southbound demand is increasing, drawing more U.S. goods into Mexico. Despite tariff concerns, Mexico's economy is growing, with FDI and venture investment on the rise. Mexico's new automatic export notice targets specific product categories, requiring exporters to file an official notice through SNACE. Redwood Mexico has opened a new office in Querétaro to address the evolving needs of customers and streamline operations in this growing economic hub.
SRS Real Estate Partners accelerates industrial growth with powerhouse Southern California team. SRS Real Estate Partners has added a market-leading industrial team in Southern California, led by Richard Schwartz, Executive Vice President and Senior Managing Principal. Schwartz, along with Joey Rome, Executive Vice President and Principal, and Nick Moschicki, Vice President, bring expertise in completing over $5 billion in industrial sales and leasing transactions. This expansion strengthens SRS's industrial presence in Southern California and supports their national growth strategy. The team's arrival complements the success of existing members in the region, positioning SRS for accelerated nationwide expansion. Founded in 1986, SRS Real Estate Partners is a respected leader in commercial real estate solutions with a commitment to excellence and client satisfaction. Shonergy and spin-off United Maritime post Q2 profits declare another consecutive quarterly dividend as market enters seasonally stronger period. Shonergy Maritime Holdings Corp. returned to profitability in the second quarter of 2025 and declared a dividend for the 15th consecutive quarter, thanks to increased iron ore demand and tightening vessel supply. The company's net revenues were $37.5 million, with adjusted EBITDA at $18.3 million. Meanwhile, United Maritime Corporation also saw an increase in net income and declared a quarterly dividend. United Maritime achieved a daily TCE of $15,421, up 55% from Q1, and fixed about 68% of its available operating days at a daily rate of $15,495 for the third quarter. Both companies are optimistic about the seasonally stronger second half of the year, with Shonergy expecting a total fleet TCE of $23,081 and United Maritime anticipating an overall third quarter TCE of approximately $14,707.
DVRC relocates to Philadelphia Navy Yard, launches AI Center to drive maritime and manufacturing innovation. DVRC, a leader in accelerating America's manufacturing competitiveness, has relocated to Building M4 at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. The move signifies DVRC's commitment to driving America's maritime and high-tech manufacturing resurgence. The five-year lease positions DVRC at the center of the Northeast's industrial ecosystem, fostering the next wave of prosperity. The Navy Yard, an innovation campus with over 150 companies and 6,500 workers, is becoming a hub for maritime and defense manufacturing. DVRC's new headquarters is being renovated to serve as a command center for research, training, and consulting. The organization will launch the Artificial Intelligence Center of Excellence for Manufacturing at the Navy Yard, investing seven figures by 2027 to empower small and mid-sized manufacturers with cutting-edge AI tools. This initiative aims to boost efficiency, enhance safety, and drive innovation in American manufacturing. Governor Moore announces state grant awards to support smart manufacturing efforts. Governor Wes Moore announced that the Maryland Department of Commerce has awarded grants to a dozen local manufacturers to support smart manufacturing efforts. The $180,000 in funding from the Maryland MADE grant program will help small manufacturers invest in technologies to increase energy efficiency, reduce emissions, and improve operations. Projects include advancements in 3D printing, power consumption reduction, and smart equipment controls. This funding, part of a $1.3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy, aims to accelerate the adoption of smart manufacturing technology. Applications for the next round of grants open on November 3rd with an informational webinar on October 6. Learn more at commerce.maryland.gov.
Gold reaches highest ever price as economic uncertainty deepens. Gold has reached its highest ever price, surpassing $3,550 an ounce amid global economic uncertainty. Tor Metals Inc., TSET, a gold exploration company, is well positioned to benefit from the increasing investor interest in gold. For the latest news and updates on Tor Metals Inc., investors can visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focused on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. To stay informed, investors can receive SMS alerts by texting Big Hole to 888-902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only, or visit the Mining Newswire website for more information.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TSXCU, OTUURAF, powers North American rare earth independence with decade-long Greenland supply deal. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. has signed a letter of intent with Critical Metals Corp. to secure up to 10,000 metric tons of heavy rare earth concentrate annually starting in 2027. This agreement will link Greenland's rare earth deposits with Louisiana's processing hub, boosting North American critical mineral independence. The Louisiana facility will process both light and heavy rare earths at commercial scale, meeting the surging global demand for rare earths. With Greenland's Tanbreez project and Louisiana's industrial position, Ucore aims to build a North American supply chain for clean energy technologies and national security. This strategic move sets the stage for a potential decade of supply from Greenland, anchoring a reliable feedstock for the Department of Defense-supported facility in Louisiana. Green Energy Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. and American UUUUEFR achieves breakthrough with U.S.-produced NDPR oxide, validated for EV motors. Energy Fuels Inc. achieves a breakthrough with U.S.-produced NDPR oxide, validated for EV motors. The high-purity NDPR oxide from its White Mesa mill in Utah has been successfully manufactured into commercial-scale rare-earth permanent magnets by South Korea's largest drive unit motor core producer. The magnets passed all QA/QC benchmarks for use in EV drive units sold to major automakers worldwide. This milestone establishes a U.S.-based mine-to-magnet supply chain independent of China, with Energy Fuels NDPR oxide validated for high-temperature drive units expected in EVs and hybrids within months. CEO Mark Chalmers highlighted the company's ability to deliver commercial-grade rare earth materials with plans to add heavy rare earth oxide capacity at White Mesa in 2026.
UGI upgrades set to begin in Catasauqua and provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc., is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Catasauqua on Monday, September 15th. This project is part of UGI's commitment to safety and reliability and offers an opportunity for homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on Race Street between 2nd Street and 15th Street, as well as North 12th Street. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with possible road closures and interruptions to gas service. The new gas main is expected to be installed by the end of November, with final paving to follow. To learn more about converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArampe Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.